Okay. Hi, good morning. My name is Kevin. I'm a grateful sex and love addict. It's really good to be here. Thanks to Jenny for asking me to speak. Welcome to anyone who's new. Just want to take a moment to get centered and ask my higher power to speak through me. Okay. So I've been really consistently coming to SLEA for a little over 10 years now. It was May of 2015 when I came in from another bottom. I had been coming to SLEA a few years before that, kind of in and out and inconsistently. Right now I have 6 years and 5 months-ish of sobriety. My bottom lines are no sex industry stuff, no porn, and basically nothing. I'm married now, so nothing I wouldn't want my partner to know about. No secrets, that sort of thing. I have a sponsor, I have sponsees, I've worked the steps a few times. I work other programs as well. And yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here. The loosely following the kind of what it was like and the experience and what it's like now. I came in, SLEA is my first program. I came in after a big bottom where I had been cheating on my partner. I got an STD. The house of cards came crumbling down, the secret life, the secret email addresses, all that stuff. And was just filled with shame and like, how did I become this guy? You've probably heard this before, but I had all these moral lines in the sand of I'll never pay for sex or I'll never cheat. And I found myself crossing those lines and justifying it. And just had a really painful snap back to reality moment. And it wasn't my last in the sense of I quickly kind of got back into the fog of the disease and was justifying acting out and all that. So for me, what the disease looks like, you know, just briefly, early on, I got into porn around the age 11, and also started dating in high school, like around the age 13. And there was just a very, like the template for me was dark, secret, hidden porn acting out life. And then on publicly facing, wanting to always be in a relationship. And if I wasn't in one, it was how can I quickly get one? And if I was in one, it was great, I'm safe, but this is boring. How do I also act out in secret and not get caught? And that's basically like repeat that throughout my like late teen years, 20s, and into when I got into recovery. And the disease was progressive for me. Again, I had these things of like, I'll never do this, and just found myself doing things I'd swore to myself I wouldn't do. And so, in May of 2015, I really came in. I did a 90 meetings in 90 days, got a sponsor pretty quickly. I have not done this program perfectly. I've had so many slips, and looking back, I can see how like stubborn and in self-will I still was. I didn't want to be in Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. That sounded like the worst thing ever. I hated the meetings at first. And yeah, just, but I was desperate because I had blown up my life again. And, you know, another, basically just a repeat situation where hidden acting out, got found out about, got left in this case, and was filled with shame. And how did I become this guy? And I thought I knew better. I thought I had a handle on this. So got into the steps, hit a ton of meetings, see a lot of familiar faces from those days, which I'm grateful for. And, you know, slowly just started to work program. And so, you know, if you're new, what was suggested to me was, yeah, to get a sponsor, to go to a bunch of meetings. This idea of higher power or God, I had so many issues with that coming in. And, you know, I still have a little bit of resistance at times to this idea of a big, loving, higher power. So I'll spend a little bit of time with that. Like, you know, I came in borderline atheist. I went to school for electrical engineering, so I can be very, like, heady and in the sense of, like, I need to figure stuff out. And I'm this sort of egotistical, like, smarter than the average bear, so I can figure it out. And I have examples in my life where that worked somewhat well, but many examples where that does not work out. And in this room, years and years ago, one of the best things I've heard is that, you know, of all the slogans on the wall, or I see the word faith right over there, figure it out is not one of them. And I still try to figure shit out all the time at some point. But, you know, slowly, thank you. Slowly I've learned to, you know, to do what's suggested. And on the topic of higher power, you know, for me, I heard someone share who was in this room, like, their first conception of a higher power was Frosty the Snowman and Bill Murray, and so mine was Terminator 2 era Arnold Schwarzenegger and the friendly custodian at work, and it was goofy and it didn't make sense, but it was enough, and it started to kind of work where, you know, all these areas of life that I thought weren't related to sex and love addiction and what people think of me at work or creative pursuits, all these things that I'd kind of boxed out of recovery, I found were triggering me. And my addictive pattern is, if I feel something uncomfortable, I'm gonna act out because I don't want to feel that. And so learning to endure these uncomfortable feelings, and through the step work, see how my view of reality is just totally distorted. And it's that classic, like, asking a fish how the water is thing for me of like, what do you mean? Like, of course, this is how life is and how I see it, and all my whole life strategy of either trying to maximize ability to act out or even just, you know, like, get everyone to like me, get this validation, all these sort of things I did to not be honest with myself, to not feel my feelings, all these things. Through the step work, I just see this kind of start to like slowly fall away, and it's still a work in progress. But yeah, with that idea, that first conception of a higher power, I've had experiences, nothing like the clouds parted and I had a direct conversation with God, but just like, oh wow, it was suggested to me to not, just react out of my first response, whether it be a work situation or a situation sober dating or whatever. And see how stuff plays out and lean on my fellows and go to the tools and sit in my hands and just feel my feelings. And I've not done any of that perfectly, but I've had enough experience now where, oh yeah, I think there is something bigger than myself that's showing up and showing me that maybe things won't work out how I think they should in my head, but it's actually better, where I can either heal something old or I can be of service. And I don't know, I struggle to still kind of describe what God is or what higher power is, but it's certainly something that keeps me sober. Like, I, in a very practical way, in a very step one thing, like, I had no ability to control my acting out. I tried everything of like 30-day challenges to not look at porn, to accountability buddies, to just doing it myself and reading books and trying to journal it all out. And like, it would work for like 2 weeks tops, and then it would fall apart. And so in a very practical way, like, step one is a lived experience for me. And I never thought I would get a year off porn. Like, that sounded impossible to me. And then, you know, I would get 3 months and slip, and or 6 months and slip, and 9 months and slip, and all this, you know, very imperfect working program. But eventually, It that particular part, and I emphasize porn for me because that was just like the gateway drug to all my other acting out, and such a, it just had me. So to have relief from that, to me, that is evidence of a higher power, because I tried everything. So what am I trying to say? Just around higher power and working the steps, I'm working inventories in other programs right now in a slightly different manner. And through working the steps, I just get to see reality. I get to see how my resentments and fears and sexual history and all this stuff, I put it all on the table. I didn't do that perfectly the first time. But I'm seeing just how, like, oh wow, I don't live in reality a lot of the time, and in the fantasy sense of not just like acting out fantasies, but the fantasy of that the perfect job is going to fix me, the perfect partner is going to fix me, creative success is going to fix me, having the perfect body is going to fix me, all these sort of things of like something outside myself is going to fix me. And so I get to see how I, through the step work, I get to see, like, okay, this is where I'm clearly not in reality, or I'm clearly living in my character defects, in the sense of like making other people my higher power, making things outside myself my higher power. So many examples of just how I don't want to grow up. I don't want to be a worker among workers. I have either the I'm better than everyone or I'm worse than everyone. I can live in self-pity, all that stuff. And so, you know, it just gives me clarity of all that. And, you know, one of my sponsors says, with new awareness comes new choices, comes new life. And I'm imperfectly living that, in the sense that, sobriety's got to be the foundation. Like I'll try to talk about withdrawal and just getting sober if that's helpful. But once sobriety kind of came in and started to be a lived experience, which I try not to take it for granted, it's like, okay, well, what I really want to do with my life now that I'm not acting out, now I'm not consumed with this, you know, whole life strategy of just trying to not live in reality. And it's imperfect, and I still struggle with stuff. I'm a creative, I'm a guitar player. I struggle to create. I have a job that I'm grateful for. At times it drives me nuts, and I can fall into shame and self-pity around that. But it's, you know, it's really a new experience of like, how do I not act out, not indulge in the sort of self-pity feelings and character defects, but show up. And I need my higher power and my fellows to do that one day at a time. And it's, like I said, it's imperfect, but I slowly kind of stumble upwards and grow and fail and then make amends and have a new experience. And it is so much better. So withdrawal, just to talk about that a little bit and what helped me. And again, I failed many times. I had many slips. But, going to a lot of meetings really helped me. The literature would help me. I can't tell you how many times I read chapter 5 in our basic text, which is the withdrawal experience, just to normalize the intensity of it and the non-linearity of it, in the sense of like, I'd have a great week. I'm like pink cloud, hooked up to my higher power, feeling good. And then just would go nuts and feel like the sky is falling. And it would be, it took everything in me just to not act out that one day. Staying connected to my fellows, really viewing this all as just a one day at a time thing, which helps not only with sobriety, but just with living life and showing up for what's happening. The literature helped me a lot. Top lines, so for anyone who's new, the bottom lines are how we define our sobriety. Top lines are, you know, for me anyways, what I wasn't doing because I was acting out. So hanging out with people, going on hikes, traveling, reading books. I got a motorcycle in recovery, so a lot of spiritual motorcycle riding for me. All that sort of stuff. And you know, the funny thing for me that I was really grateful to talk to my sponsor and have this normalized. Like, I started doing top lines, and I would have this experience where, like, yeah, I went on the hike and hung out with fellows, and like an hour later, I feel like shit again. Like, this isn't working. And he just normalized that for me. Like, yeah, like sometimes you have to go like do the hike 5 times before you're like, oh wait, this is awesome. Like, this is really what I'm digging. It's not just, yeah, I was so perfectionistic, and all, can still be in all my recovery or endeavors of like, I did it and it didn't work. So, you know, everything's fucked and it's because of me, or all this sort of like doom and gloom stuff. And that is my disease to a T, and it still shows up. And the way my sponsor describes it is like, thank you. My disease like wants me in a dark room acting out on the way to like death or jail or institutions and all that. And so it still shows up, but I like, the difference for me is I have much more pause. I have a different perspective, and I have tools to like call someone to like, hey, I'm in that loop again, and call it out. I do this so many times with my sponsor still, and I get restored to sanity through you guys and through the steps, through my higher power, through connection. So I don't know. I feel like I was all over the place on that, but I hope some of it made sense. If you're new, please keep coming back, and thanks for letting me share. Thanks.